As the war in Ukraine continues, the city of Kharkiv and Kherson have come under intense attacks in recent days, with at least 10 people killed and hundreds injured. Correspondent Anna Chernikova gave details Tuesday to VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program.
The city of Kherson is under everyday shelling, and today was another really bad attack, which targeted medical institution and a doctor and the nurse, unfortunately, were killed. What we can see in general that the whole city is the target. So residential areas, infrastructure facilities, civilian infrastructure facilities particularly, and unfortunately, medical and educational institutions. And if we talk about the city of Kharkiv situation, is similar, very intensive shelling of the city. It's yesterday, very late in the evening, the attack with drones started on the city of Kharkiv. Again, the target was educational institution and also sport complex.
Myanmar state media reports former leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been pardoned on 5 of the 19 offenses for which he was convicted and jailed. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reports.
According to state media reports, 5 of her 19 convictions have been overturned, reducing her 33-year prison sentence by 6 years. The 78-year-old denies all charges against her and has been appealing against them. These range from incitement and election fraud to corruption. One diplomatic source described the pardons as a cosmetic move, but a junta spokesperson said it was part of a countrywide amnesty involving freeing more than 7,000 prisoners. The Nobel laureate has been in detention since she was ousted in a coup in early 2021. Just last week, Suu Kyi was moved from prison to house arrest. The military junta also partially pardoned former President Win Myint, who was arrested at the same time.
This is VOA News. The U.S. says it is closely monitoring the situation in Niger as France, Italy, and Spain